Hilla is a town situated about 60 kilometers away from Najaf and is home to nearly 500,000 people. In 1991, Saddam Hussein killed so many people in Hilla. Men and boys were shot dead. Some were reportedly thrown from the top floor of the hospital or pushed into the River Tigris and the Shatt al-Arab waterways with weight tied to their feet. Those of the members of the armed forces from Hilla who refused to fight against their own people were executed as well. When we spoke about Allama Hilli, he came from Hilla and he was born in Hilla, thus called Hilli. You'll find here the shrines or the harams of Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam, Hamza ibn Hassan ibn Ubaidullah ibn Abbas, and this is the great grandson of Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam. Also Muhammad ibn Ali, a son of Imam Ali alayhi salam, who was also known as Baqir. Also here is the masjid or the shrine of Qasim ibn Musa al-Qadhim alayhi salam, the brother of Imam Ridha alayhi salam. And Imam is reported to have said that if you cannot come to visit me in Mashhad, then visit my brother in Iraq. But let's just talk about Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam, because he was the grandson of Prophet Ishaq, son of Prophet Ibrahim, and his wife was the granddaughter of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. Allah gave him many blessings. He was a wealthy man with a large flock of sheep, lot of land, many children, well respected. He was generous with his wealth and took care of people and orphans and provided food for the poor and everything. Confidence of his patience and steadfastness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested his most awesome Abd Ayyub. And this was a lesson for all of us. By causing him loss in his property, his wealth, his children. Now, faced with this calamity, Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam turned to Allah with greater intensity and he devoted himself totally to worship. Soon he began to lose his health. He was afflicted with a disease, so much so that the people began saying that he must have done something awful to incur the punishment of Allah, and they began to avoid him. Finally, he was exiled from his own community. He had to leave the town, his only companion being his wife, whose name was Rahma. And she did odd jobs in people's houses. Well, one day, instigated by Shaitan, he came in the form of a human being and he told her that the only way to cure her husband of his terrible disease was to take a sheep and slaughter it in Shaitan's name instead of Allah's name. He claimed to Rahma that the meat would cure her husband. When she came back and suggested the treatment to her husband, he instantly realized what had happened and he said, Has the enemy of my Rabb misled you? Pity on you. How many years did we enjoy a life of happiness due to his mercy? And she said, 8 years. And he said, And how long have we been under this trial? And she said, 7 years. And Ayyub said, Why should we not bear all this for the same period of time as we lived happily? By God, if I am relieved of my afflictions, I will really flog you with 100 lashes for your evil suggestion. He then told her to go away and leave him alone. He turned to Allah and complained about Shaitan's repeated efforts to make him forsake his beliefs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Anbiya mentions this and he says, Remember Ayyub when he called to his Rabb, when he said, I am afflicted with distress and you are the most compassionate of all. So we heard his cry and we relieved him of the misery he was in. Allah accepted his dua and cured him of his trouble. And again, this is mentioned in the Quran, in Surah Al-Sad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we said to him, stamp your foot on the ground, the stream is for you to wash with a cool and refreshing drink. We gave him and his family more like them, a mercy for us, and a reminder for those with understanding. And it was said to him, take in your hand a bunch of thin sticks and strike your wife with it, so as not to break your oath. Verily, we found him steadfast, an excellent servant. Indeed, he turned to us often. Prophet Ayyub struck the ground and a stream of water came out. He washed himself with the water and his sickness disappeared and he returned to normal. His wife Rahma, worried about him, came to see him and found that he was restored to his health. He was happy at seeing his wife, but he remembered his vow to punish her. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran tells him that take a bundle of 100 small sticks, or rather soft sticks, and gently tap her with it to fulfill your vow, but not to hurt her. Remember, she had faithfully served him in his time of trials. There are so many other examples we can have from these prophets. This is probably one that we can take and ponder about. Again, at all these mosques, ask permission to enter. Say salam to the personalities that are there. Ponder over who they were. Recite Turakat Salah and ask Allah for your hajat.